We didn't say it wasn't an intelligent chinchilla. It's GRD Sweekly.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Did we start the show?
We did. We just did. That's the music and everything.
Mysticon.
Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the ships at sea. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us, you love us. By God, you will throw money at us. Sure, why not? Please?
It hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened yet.
You guys are way off cue.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, this is episode...
Let's make it hail.
Anybody know? This is episode... 215, which...
215 episodes? You guys are still going? That's awesome.
Right? That's insane. And the folks gathered around tonight sitting here talking all about it. Well, the lady who knows she's at a con, it's the Flintstress.
Now, do I look like the kind of girl one man would be enough for?
Oh! Okay, hello there. The patron saint of our fine program, that there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I posted a video of myself online, and 1,000 people have watched it, therefore I assume everyone knows my name and admires my work.
Yeah, of course they do.
I am a minor internet celebrity.
I've heard that somewhere before. Somewhere before. The gentleman sitting next to me, of course, is the fantastically talented, wonderful Drew Meyer.
You dress in the manner of a male prostitute.
Well, yeah, sure. Sure. And, hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I am gonna wipe the floor with that little know-it-all.
You're damn, well, that's what they say to me, fine. So, hey, we're at Mysticon, we're live by Jesus, it's fantastic, it's someday in February of 2014, but the most important question is, what have you been doing geeky, yo?
I actually wrote down a list.
Holy hell, what?
Okay, it was like an hour
show?
Ago, but I wrote down a list. Thank you, Spencer. Spencer's like my total Geeky Sweek fact checker. I'm like, did we watch any movies? But yeah, we did. We watched a ton of movies. One that we watched actually from last time, but then I forgot to mention, was The Fifth Element. He had never seen The Fifth Element. I know, right?
John Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg. Look so at all the little pieces.
It was so fun, and it was, I was just like, I can't believe you haven't seen that movie. So,
well, I've seen it now, so why do we have to bring it up?
Well, multi-pass. We do. We also watched Thor: The Dark World. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
With the completely gratuitous scene of...
Okay, he was sweaty from the battle, and he had to, like... clean his chest off.
I didn't hear you complaining.
Kat Dennings did not have to clean her chest off. Therefore,
was she in a battle? Which battle was she in?
She was in the battle of trying to figure out where Jane Foster went and calling the cops.
Oh,
and
look,
for
meow,
people
meow.
To take her seriously.
I know, right? Nope. We also watched Ender's Game finally. And I was underwhelmed by it. I don't know. I was trying to remember, did we watch that? Yeah, we did. I couldn't remember if we had just seen the preview or if we had actually watched it. But it was beautiful. Like, and I've often said this on the show, if you're into like hallucinogenic type of things, not that we are, we know anybody
no,
who is.
Not
but
us.
The colors, man, the colors.
I can see through time.
And this game is pretty. I'm just saying, it was pretty.
I
think I can handle ZRG. I think I can think in three dimensions. I would have totally kicked ass at that little like army school thing, whatever. I would be the winner. I'd be the winner of army school.
Do you think the time was maybe has passed for Ender's Game to be effective as a film? Have we seen too many other films too close to this kind of thing? Because yeah, it was like, it was perfunctory. At the end of it, I was like, okay, all right.
Now, I haven't seen Ender's Game yet, but I have a question for you. Now, basically the plot of the movie is they're training little kids to fight the gay menace, right? Am I correct in that? Or is that just, have I been reading Orson Scott Card's blog too much?
No.
I'm confused.
That's apparently one of the thankful byproducts.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the intended purpose, but it just happened to do. Yeah.
Well, I do remember from reading the book feeling like it was way gay at the time. And then, like, but the movie really wasn't, so I don't know. I think
gay.
They changed it. Anyway, it was fun. It just wasn't, like, I don't know. It wasn't great. I'd give it, like, 4.5 pants, maybe?
Yeah, it was about halfway there. Yeah, maybe five. There was things that looked awesome, but... Oh, and I'm sorry. Ben Kingsley looks absolutely ridiculous with a face tattoo.
Yeah, I was just kind of like...
ridiculous.
There's no point to that. I don't
sure
know.
Hey, weird. You know what? They had weird facial hair on the Hunger Games. What can we do? By God, tattoo that man's face like Queequeg.
Somebody get me a Sharpie.
What, did they just get done watching The Hangover 2?
Oh, yeah. It was actually going to be Hangover 4, but they changed it and just made it Ender's Game.
Hangover in space.
That's why it'd be Hangover
We're
4.
We're really drunk now.
You guys didn't mention Grumpy Ford grumping all over that movie.
Yeah, Grumpy Ford. It was Grandpa Ford.
Where's my family at? Why do I have this ridiculous earring?
Still thought he thought he was on the sequel to Cowboys and Aliens.
He's like, when did the Cowboys get here? Crazy. We also watched The Walking Dead, obviously. Okay, so The Walking Dead is awesome and crazy. And Michonne, it was nice to finally get... Well, wait, was this the one where we got backstory on Michonne, or was that the other one? That was the week before. Okay. Remind me what happened.
Zombies.
It's my geeky week, and I'm like, Billy Flynn, go.
Daryl runs in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we finally saw... Yeah, we saw Daryl and the kids and Tyrese and Carol. And Carol is back. That's right. Oh, spoilers. But if you haven't seen it, you...
But the real spoiler is that Carol was holding Merle's head as a mask. It was crazy. It made their sex scene very uncomfortable. I'm just saying, between her and Daryl.
Okay, that's it on The Walking Dead. That's it. We're done. Okay. We watched... Also, we finished the Indiana Jones trilogy. We watched Last Crusade.
Which... Notice we said trilogy.
Last is
in
the title.
We will at some point watch the ancient...
They weren't aliens, sir. Actually, they were trans-dimensional beings. I like to think of the last Indiana Jones movie, much like the Star Wars prequels, as the biggest budget fan films ever made.
Nice. Okay, I used to
have... I think
have...
it was an advertisement for refrigerators. Frigidaire, we'll stop a nuke.
And that's the whole moment, I think, in the movie where, you know, it's spoilers, Spencer, because you haven't seen it yet, but, you know, the whole thing with nuking the fridge. And, like, but
spoilers.
If you look at... But having rewatched recently all the other ones, we just watched Raiders and Tomb and...
Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Last
thank
Crusade.
You. I'm out.
Kali Ma will rule the world.
Okay, she's getting a little choked up. They're very emotional films to
her. I love them. Anyway. But,
Kali Ma Shanti Day.
But there's tons of other stuff that is...
Rule the world.
That is just as improbable as the fridge.
I said this at the time. Crystal Skull is not the greatest by any stretch of the imagination, but there is nothing ridiculous about the nuking the fridge as there is in, oh, I don't know, hey, our hero jumped onto a sub that drove 300 miles and never went underwater.
Or right? that the raft inflated and they were able to land out of the airplane.
Well, Mythbusters did say that one.
Or
but when they went over the cliff and went into the water, they didn't do
that.
Okay,
that they did not do that.
Or if they hadn't done anything and just let the Ark get back to the Nazis, it would have melted Hitler's face. Game over.
But see, right? They were still going to open it out there, though, so it would have been left out in the desert. But can I share a crazy little theory with everybody here? And if you've listened to the show before, I'm sorry I'm repeating myself. When we watched this, when they put it back in IMAX and seeing Raiders on the big screen, there was something about it at the end I never noticed before. When Belloc opens the Ark and reaches in there and pulls out...
The sand.
And I couldn't help but think to myself, okay... One, Indy, did you somehow manage when we weren't looking to swap the stone tablets out? Or two, was there some old ancient explorer that stole this shit way before the Nazis ever got to it and swapped it out with sand just like he did at the beginning of the movie?
No,
it looks
I think
just like it.
No, I don't think that there was any swapping. I think Nazis are bad movers.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think you can't
so
trust them to do anything.
Yeah.
Should
they
we
were
be careful with
shuffling
this package?
Them
no, of course stuff. Not. Here, look, just kick it over to me. Oops, dropped it off of a train. Pick it up. Nobody will notice.
So that's the two Nazis in a truck moving company?
I'd watch that
is
movie.
Is he supposed to rattle so much?
It shook like an Etch-a-Sketch.
The Ark of the Covenant is God's Etch-a-Sketch.
Das ist die Snickneine Kirchen, yeah?
It's just the Lord's Etch-a-Sketch.
Also, to get ready for Mysticon. Mysticon, that's your cue. You guys have one cue. We watched a couple episodes of Star Trek Next Generation. Now, I've obviously watched all of it. Billy Flynn, like, sat me down and made me watch basically Star Trek from start to finish, if you could imagine that. It was pretty epic.
She was watching Enterprise with me and had not really seen anything else, and the Borg episode was about to happen. I'm like, no. We have to go back and watch something. She's like, what, 7 years of a TV show, two movies.
And we did. And I never got it spoiled because I wouldn't have appreciated the Borg.
So,
anyway.
So we get done with First Contact, and I'm like, okay, you want to watch Enterprise now? And she's like, is it the Borg? I'm like, see, that's why you had to watch it.
You got me.
Sorry.
But Spencer had never seen episodes with Q, or he didn't remember.
Spencer was born with a blindfold.
Under a rock.
Under a rock.
So he didn't know Q. He didn't know John DeLancey, guest at Mysticon, so we had to educate him. And so it was very fun. It holds up so well. Gosh, what a good TV show. I mean, the quality of it on Netflix is like really weak, but like it was just so fun.
The special effects don't, but the story writing
but
does.
The story writing.
When they get around to doing the high def, you know, remix like they did with TOS, yeah. So we can buy it all over again. Jerks.
We're also watching Bond movies. So the next on our list was GoldenEye.
We're randomly watching Bond movies. Randomly, not in any particular order.
I'm just
order.
Randomly picking them whatever order I feel. Next is From Russia With Love, I've decided. And then I don't know where we'll go from there.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh.
Timothy Dalton should win Nobody an Oscar and beat Sean Connery over the head with it.
No.
That's a reference to a Buffy episode.
It certainly is. It's crazy. You pulled that one out of nowhere. What else you got on your list?
On my list. Archer, but we're one behind, so we're not talking about Archer.
Archer.
Are we talking about the Archer that we saw?
We're one behind?
Are we one behind? I think we're one behind.
Holy hell. I'm sorry. We got to end the show now. We got to go watch Archer.
Sorry. We got to go watch it right now. I'm also reading a book, a young adult book, and I can't remember the author's first name, but her last name is Meyer, but it's not Stephanie. It's
Is it Drew?
No, it starts with an M. But the book is called Cinder. I don't know if you ever heard of this one, but it's like, so she's a... Android, but it's also sort of the Cinderella story, and it's in China. It's pretty cool. I recommend it if you're into that kind of stuff. So, but
it's
I don't
a very
know how
specific
it ends,
genre, you know.
It is, right? You got your fairy tale mixed with your sci-fi, and
for those of you Cinderella robot loving Chinese folks,
sold.
You know who
Pepperidge
you are.
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Okay, that has been my geeky week.
Okay, Mr. Siegfried, want to jump in? What have you been doing?
Yes, sir. Well, I've been working a lot, obviously, to get Mr. Adventure ready for his return tonight, thanks to my wonderful actors
oh,
who have appeared.
Oh, it can be.
the
also,
bank is on fire.
Also prepping for Nerdvana next week, or next Thursday, which is the Raleigh area's only nerd geek-themed burlesque show. So getting that all ready, we're doing our internet episode, all memes throughout the whole thing. Been watching some Walking Dead, of course, keeping up on that. I have actually started watching and trying to fill in the gap of something that I've missed in my geek culture, Farscape.
Really? Okay.
I'm halfway through the second season. I love it. I am having to pause that, though, to catch up on Orange is the New Black, which is a fantastic show. So I can watch House of Cards. The second season, then of course House of Pies. I'm sorry, House of Lies. House of what is it called? The
one with House Don of Cheadle. Women. What?
House of the one with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell.
Wait,
House of Lies. Right.
Yes.
See, Craig Ferguson always calls it House of Pies, and I can think of no other title for
that.
It now.
I like pie.
Exactly. I took the kids to the Dollar Theater to go see Thor 2, which was fantastic because Lord knows I can't afford to take all two of them to a regular movie theater. I mean, just the pop.
That's
look.
So expensive.
Tickets to get in, I know this is a hacky joke, tickets to get in was $2.50 each, so we got in for, you know, under $10. Concessions were almost $30.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. That was just popcorn and drinks. It was ridiculous.
They do have financing available at the snack.
they do, yeah.
They will make
I like it.
They
make you work. You have to clean up the floor afterwards is the problem. And it's not that kind of theater. The other thing, I was prepping. This is the very first convention where I have put things in the art show. So I've actually got some stuff in there, so I was getting that already, some digital artwork that I had done over the past year. So I feel good. I got a little 3D, like red-blue 3D thing in there. I've got some of the antique adaptations, where basically I take a movie line and translate it to old-timey text. So, you know, somebody better get these malevolent, slithering reptiles off of this maternally fornicating aircraft, you know, stuff like that. And set it with some old-timey woodcut carving-looking graphics. So those are available in the art room. So just kind of all sorts of prepping for this con and, of course, for Nerdvana. Oh, yeah, and one other thing. I just joined Gouge. If you're not familiar with Gouge in the Raleigh area, that is gimmicks only underground grappling entertainment. I'm getting back into indie fed wrestling. Going to be ring announcing.
I dare you to make less sense.
I'm going to be ring announcing, and I'm also working on fixing their website and all kinds of things.
I thought you were saying you were getting in the ring.
That's what it sounded like you were saying there.
I have too much respect for what they do. There is no way in hell that I could do that. But I do want to throw one other thing out there.
Okay.
If you are not familiar with a federation of professional wrestling called Chikara, they run up in Philly, but you can check out a lot of their matches online. This is a group that they do a lot of lucha stuff, but they also have storylines that are phenomenal. Time travel. There is a character named Archibald Peck, who is the relative of Peck from Ghostbusters, the guy who works for the EPA.
Yes, it's true.
The man
this
has
man.
No penis.
They shut the Federation down for 9 months, and they brought it back when three of the wrestlers drove in a DeLorean, bringing up the time travel stuff. It's brilliant. Check him out, Chikara Pro Wrestling, ChikaraPro.com.
And this is all real, right?
This is yes. a legitimate federation, and they treat it as real. It's delightful.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Mr. Drew, what you been doing geeky, yo?
Nothing.
All right.
I have been getting prepared for Mysticon. I've been doing some secret and not-so-secret projects for Skullcrow Games, which is pretty geeky. I started rewatching the original series of Star Trek, which I hadn't seen in years and years and years and years and years.
You know, it's about a spaceship, right?
It is. Well, really, it's about like...
It's like Firefly, but older.
Yeah. So that's been really enjoyable. I've been watching it off of Netflix, which is the only way I can currently, since I don't own any iteration of it on DVD. I know, bad fan. I'm watching a lot of Doctor Who because that's how I do. Now I can't get this out of my head. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. Because it's Marvel's rendition of Firefly, which is going to be, we'll see.
So yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, is that what you're talking about?
Four or five times watching in a row. God, I love it.
The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Like most fanboys.
I was like, is that a raccoon?
When Marvel said, you know what's coming up next? By God, we're going to do Guardians of the Galaxy. Those of you who didn't know were like, oh, what's that? And the rest of us who did were like, they're going to do Guardians of the Galaxy?
But you know why? Because they give it to James Gunn, who is going to make it tremendous.
Where's my Mr. Pibb?
Or is it Tab?
Mr. Tab.
Sorry.
Tab Pibb. Pibby Tab. Whatever it is.
You've probably seen the meme on Facebook, but it's so true. People aren't ready for a Wonder Woman movie, but we've got a raccoon! Yeah!
Talking raccoon with guns.
No, the reason why they haven't had a Wonder Woman movie is because there hasn't been a good one presented yet. That is why they are saving it for when it will be good. It's a good thing that we don't have it yet. Because it has not... No, really? Not about us being ready. It's about a script being ready.
So Joss Whedon's wasn't? Joss Whedon's script wasn't?
Apparently not.
Oh. It's supposed to be a Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, but not her own standalone movie.
No,
that's
no,
thing.
No, because, well, she's a girl, so apparently it doesn't happen. Which is, I didn't do it. I'm not the sexist bastard that said no to a Wonder Woman movie three times and then almost green-lighted the horrible TV show where she talks about her boobs being too small.
Absolutely, Drew. Could you get the president of Hollywood on the line? We need to tell him this.
Hello, president of Hollywood here. How can I help you? Yes.
Yeah, Elektra.
Yes, I do.
Catwoman, really.
Catwoman more than Elektra.
Because they were poop. So much poop. They weren't even good poop.
No.
They were like a good bowel movement occasionally. Once a week,
even. Smile after. You know, you try to smile after. You're like, that feels better. No, those were.
Jennifer Gardner. You're cute.
Those are the ones where you still feel dirty afterwards. Anyway.
The president of Hollywood is old.
We also watched the movie Warm Bodies, which I probably would have enjoyed a lot more if I hadn't have seen the movie Warm Bodies when they showed the flippin' trailer.
The entire movie is in the trailer, every single bit of it. I really liked the concept of you eat the brains and you get their memories.
That was an awesome idea.
That part of the movie was really cool. But the whole
and Warm Bodies was good too.
Love is going to make me not a zombie anymore. I had a problem.
Love.
It was a retelling of Othello, wasn't it?
with a Doctor Who ending.
Pretty much word for word, actually.
You know, I'd pay good money to see a zombie Iago. Especially if it was Zombago. A parent voiced by Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah.
I'm so angry,
I'm going to be eating your brains.
I don't do a Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, Iago.
So, you know, yeah, I mean... Yeah, if I hadn't seen the trailer, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more. It's a crazy thing. I really, the business that we do with the, you know, the podcast and stuff, you've got to keep up with what's going on, which is a, it's a mixed blessing, because you do know what's coming up and you can impress people, but at the same time, you know what's coming up. And so it's like, I know what the hell Warm Bodies is about. Nothing in that movie surprised me whatsoever.
Yeah, but the trailer didn't have to do that. You know,
it did not.
There's plenty of good trailers that still leave something for the viewer, but it was, yeah, you don't need, if you haven't seen it, just watch the trailer again and you're pretty much good.
Because we've gone back in time now, because movie trailers used to give away the entire film because there weren't a lot of movie theaters and they wanted you to, like, this is what you're going to see. Come see this.
In a world where this happens, other stuff follows.
This will happen afterwards. We also watched All-Star Superman. Huh? Remember All-Star Superman? The animated Superman movie based on the All-Star?
Is that where Superman plays baseball? I'm confused.
It certainly is.
He gets space cancer.
He gets space cancer.
He basically does get space cancer.
Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely true. It's based on the wonderful, wonderful comic book. I've said this before about the comic, and I love this, and they did it for the movie. They redid the origin of Superman on one page. What was it?
Eight words,
four panels.
Shit happens.
Boom. That's the origin. Let's jump ahead because we all know who the hell he is. It was quite well done. It's also on Netflix. You should give that a spin. If you see the PA speaker there, that's because we have some new equipment because I'm now running some trivia night things.
Woo!
Exactly.
Ask us some questions.
Survey says.
I had a fun moment because one of the questions was, it was TV, on Seinfeld, who was Jerry's girlfriend who was the subject of the question, are they real or aren't they?
Terry Hatcher.
And then I play a song, and I go, and this song is a clue, and the song I play is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Nice. Wow. That's some pretty crazy depth.
Yeah, one guy walked up and was like, that's a pretty vague clue, isn't it? I'm like, you got it, didn't you? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you're welcome.
Because they're real, and they're spectacular. I was going to go marvelous.
The alliteration. Alliteration. People love some alliteration. So on my phone, which apparently has now wiped out my SD card. You know, I've got sound effects for that. I certainly do. I've got a trumpet, right?
But I like to mix that trumpet.
No, it's fine. You don't need that. No, but on there, I've been playing a lot lately of Marvel Puzzle Quest. Why?
Let me tell you. It looks like Candy Crush.
Let me tell you why it's not Candy Crush, you stupid, stupid Candy Crush people. That's right. I'm burning my bridges. What the hell do I care? Before there was a Candy Crush, there was a game called Puzzle Quest, which managed to be a Tetris combined with an RPG, gave you a storyline, you had classes of characters, and these things did. So, Marvel. So you've got heroes and villains, and you're on missions fighting other ones, playing a sort of Tetris game that apparently looks like Candy Crush, but screw that. It's Puzzle Quest with Marvel people. It's flippin' awesome.
Can you be Luke Cage?
I have not unlocked him yet.
Can you be Squirrel Girl?
Not seen her yet either.
All right, let me know.
I do have the wonderful version of Spider-Man that is the Fantastic Four outfit with the bag over his head.
Oh, Fantastic Bagman.
Fantastic Bagman, yes I do.
Does he have a kick me sign in his back?
You don't see his back because it's not a fully rendered 3D kind of thing. It's just a little puzzle game.
What about that raccoon from the galaxy?
I'm pretty sure I said
Rocket Raccoon.
Galaxy Raccoon.
Galaxy Raccoon.
Is he in the game?
Whoa. Please, sir, please.
I don't think that word means what you think it means. Carla!
I'm just doing a panel check, sorry.
That's cool, that's fine.
Yep, it's still here.
You're a panel. Yep. You're a panel.
Your face is a panel.
Your mom is a panel.
Almost all of my favorite people.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'll leave, fine.
I've never been on the show.
Yes.
Well,
We're talking about what we've been doing geeky in our lives. What have you been doing geeky in your life?
I don't do anything geeky ever.
You're in charge of a convention.
Dragon cake.
You made something extremely geeky.
I've spent about a year organizing MysticCon 2014. That's kind of geeky.
And what did you bring? What's in the con suite?
Did you say 22 hours working on something in the con suite?
Roughly.
And what is that that's in the con suite?
It's not a lie.
Have you been to the con suite, everybody?
Yes.
There is a dragon cake with glowing red eyes.
It roars.
That
too.
Roars at you.
I haven't heard it. Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Carla, every year she does an amazing cake here. One year she did the Star Trek captain's chair from the Enterprise.
With multiplying tribbles
throughout the weekend. Another one of the years she did the Cylon that would speak. To people.
Whoa. Interactive.
Oh, so beautiful.
So many people came to see that cake cut because apparently the Cylon taunted people, and they wanted to see who had been taunting them all weekend.
I like the TARDIS, last year's TARDIS. It was huge.
And Peter Davison hugged it.
And smushed it, because you can't hug a cake.
Well, he didn't really hug it. He did
this week on Cake Huggers.
He did this kind of hug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was very exciting to me.
They took a selfie.
I cake selfie? Yeah. Okay.
It was still exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, good stuff. So also video games, Gamefly. I got Alan Wake in for my Xbox. Anyone play Alan Wake by any chance? It's basically a Stephen King story you get to play, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, I forgot something in my geeky suite.
Well, you'll have to wait. I also played The Wolf Among Us Episode 2. This is the Fables game by Telltale Games. Flippin' amazing, incredible, awesome. What a crazy, crazy cliffhanger they left us on. This just jumps right in there and goes even more insane. I'm a huge fan of these Telltale games, Walking Dead and now Fables. Really tremendously great, groovy stuff. What did you forget?
The Wolf Among Us that I played it to.
She played episode one of The Wolf Among Us.
I totally suck at this game, though. Like, I died. It's like a game you're not really supposed to die. Like, people don't perish in this, like, little episodic game, but I managed to.
You showed them.
I did. I really did. One time, one of our kids tried to make me a Mario level that you couldn't die. I still managed to die. But no, it was really fun. I just have a hard time. Does anybody else have the same hard time? Probably not, Emily. Where, like, your left stick is doing something different from your right stick, and I guess it's just something
only
spatial.
On Tuesday.
No, I only have one stick.
I get that type of effect.
But it's a really fun story, and I love the animation style.
Yes, it looks just like the comic. It is fantastic. It's some wondrous, wondrous, good stuff. So anything else you forgot about?
Nope.
Outstanding.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
You always look at me like we have an app.
There you go.
Yay.
That's what it is. We have an app, everybody.
Okay.
There's an app for that.
There is, except only in the Android market as of right now. We're still working on the iPhone edition of it, but it's Geek Radio Daily.
Because they charge.
Yeah, because it's iPhones, like a crazy thing. I know.
$100 just to get a developer's license.
Yeah. Easier to make them, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
look at there.
There's the app. Yay. And so you can listen to podcasts, you can check out videos, you can shop in our Cafe Press store. It's all right there in the palm of your hands.
Well, there's naked pictures on this thing.
Sometimes
there could be. You never know.
That's how we get you to come on back.
It's only Friday of the con, so it could happen.
Indeed. We gotta figure that out.
I don't know.
Well, we'll let you know.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
We do. Hi, geeks. Just listened to the last cast about TV shows, and there's one show I cannot understand how you never mentioned. Okay, I'm limited by what my special antenna provider is offering, but usually the selection is quite good, so I assume that you have access to the same variety of shows. So what about Psych? It is super silly, which you usually like. Almost the entire cast of The Breakfast Club has been on.
Yes.
They had an entire Twin Peaks episode.
Yes.
They had Barry Boswick mocking the making Rocky Horror Picture Show jokes.
Yes, he did.
It is not Emmy material, but I still find it a guilty pleasure. That's just my two cents. So until Billy Flynn comes out and plays Twitter RPG, make mine GRD. That's from Jesper from Denmark. I'm sorry, Jesper. I am sort of behind in my life, in the world. There is a Twitter RPG we're all supposed to be playing. That you can find out all about on the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
Ding.
Which is a good time. Psych is an incredibly good show.
Yes. Yeah. Right, a clue.
When did you watch it?
The show's been on for what, 7 years now?
At least, yeah, they're 8, I think.
Yeah, it's something like 8 years. So like 6 or 7 years ago, my mom started watching this and said, you know what, these two guys remind me of you and your friend Rob when you were in high school. You should watch this. I'm like, what's it about? Oh, two people just BSing their way. Yeah, that sounds like me and my friend Rob.
That's The Mentalist, but good.
Yes. Yes, indeed it is. Dear GRD, watch the movie Knights of Badassdom. Watch it now.
To see this.
Yeah, I know. We can't get it yet.
I love Pretty Little Liars, and Ravenswood is a spinoff of Pretty Little Liars, but I'm waiting for the season to finish before I start it. Watch the first season of Da Vinci's Demons. It was awesome. Historically bollocks, but awesome. That's from Ryan. Because we talked about some TV shows. Da Vinci's Demons. There's also the Da Vinci's Inquest, and I always think those are the same two shows, but one's about three ladies in Texas, and one's about Da Vinci.
I watch Ninja Turtles.
Turtle.
Power.
Thank you. I knew somebody was there with
go
me.
Go Ninja, go Ninja,
Ninja Go.
Go.
You've seen the new Vanilla Ice mac and cheese commercial, right?
Nope.
Oh my God, the turtle wrap is back.
I know it's on, but I still fast forwarded through it.
You know. It's Vanilla Ice. No, the turtle wrap is back, and it's actually something special.
Ice, baby!
I don't know.
Just me? Okay, never mind.
I don't know that I said that at all, sir. I don't know that I said anything like that in the slightest. Didn't we have some
voicemails?
Didn't I actually do those? Somebody say something for a moment.
Something.
Hey, so have you guys seen Storage 24? It is available on Netflix. It is, it made $72 in America and got the lowest income gross for a movie last year. But it did very well, apparently, in the UK. But it came over here, and it stars Noel Clarke from Doctor Who fame and also in the most recent J.J. Abrams flick. I am halfway through it. I do a little review called Familiar Faces in Doctor Who, where I talk about movies and such with have two or more Doctor Who actors in a non-Doctor Who setting. So I'm halfway through that. It's actually pretty enjoyable. It might end terribly, but so far, halfway through, started the other day to do some little bit of research, but I enjoyed it. So did I waste enough time?
Yeah, that's good. That's fantastic. Good, because I actually found one. So yeah, here's a message from Jonathan from Birmingham.
Hey guys, Billy, Blinstrith, and the Bruce.
Oh, no Bruce.
Jonathan from Birmingham. Just wanted to say that I've been listening to you guys and I love your show, and it's getting better every day, especially for the new year. Thanks. I tried to explain concerning the Doctor Who generation to one of my friends who was a Doctor Who fan and was scratching her head on how they were trying to explain in the Christmas special him getting another regeneration, and I tried to give her the same explanation you did, Billy. But she's still scratching her head about it, and I let her listen to how you explained it on your podcast. Also, I was watching the TV show Leverton, but one episode they were trying to find some of their fake IDs with the different names, and one of them came up, and I had forgotten about this, one of them came up with the fake names of Tom Baker, Sylvester McCoy, and Peter Davidson. And then the girl he was with said that she found a ID with the name of Sarah Jane Baker. So I about geeked out right there, and I obsessed with that about it. If I can find the clip, I'll send it to you via email.
That'd be awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Season one, episode
one. But you guys have a
really
great.
Do you have Leverage memorized like that?
And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Leverage was a very interesting show about people committing, heist after heist. It was quite good. Rob's checking in.
Hey, it's Rob. Long time no talk. Hopefully I'll see you this year coming up in May. Just saw the Lego movie, and everything was awesome! Anyway, I figured since you liked Lego stuff, that it'd be something you would do. Hi. Owen wants to know what the coolest superhero is. So maybe you can answer that question.
The coolest superhero is Green Lantern. It's just that simple. Because the ring, willpower, you got to believe in yourself to make it work. It's that simple. Coolest superhero, go.
Coolest superhero? Oh, Black Panther.
Black Panther, yeah. Coolest superhero, go.
Batman. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Coolest superhero, go.
Flaming Carrot.
Nice.
Oot. Oh.
Coolest superhero, Carla.
Me.
Nice. Damn fine answer. If you'd like to drop a note, you can. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com, or you can drop a voicemail too.
Okay, now we're live, Carla. You got to say the numbers with me.
You got to write it down.
Okay.
You haven't written them down yet?
It's easy. Sorry, I forgot.
Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com, or you can send a voicemail to the magic number
510.
I say zero.
Oh.
No, it's
okay. Let's try it again.
It's radio. You
it's
say
O.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say O. It's radio.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. 510-GRD crew.
One more time.
510-GRD crew.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Oh, Drew and I were going to do one.
Beyond the wall. A game of
I don't know if the world can handle that.
You
sounded like
I was talking about swallowing.
No, I just want to stand on top of the wall and piss off the edge of the world.
Children don't need to hear your filth.
Doing this with me and
oh yeah, I baby, can't wait to do it again with you.
Winter is coming.
The steel must be part of your arm. Can you drop part of your arm?
No.
I thought Syrio was a mix of Inigo Montoya and the Hispanic kid from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, Mr. Cotter, I got a note.
Juan Epstein?
Yes, exactly. So.
I'm really pissed off.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
Sorry, I just got a Google Talk.
Oh my God, it sounded like he got hit by a big old clanging piece of metal.
She's gone 8-bit.
Not your mother's Game of Thrones podcast. Unless your mother is Cersei Lannister, of course.
To find out more, visit specficmedia.com.
Hello, this is Peter Davison, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Oh my,
look at this.
It's just the machine.
A microphone. Quaint. Can you all hear me? I'm from the Continuum, and I've just been dying to meet the legendary Spock. Can I get your autograph?
There is a line, and you will have to join the end of it.
It's so good to meet someone with ego strength.
What must it be like being you?
Would you really like to know?
No.
It's swell. Being Q's just swell. It's clearer than a bell, faster than pell-mell, greater rungs than hell, no need to undersell. It's swell.
Please, please, hold nothing back. Tell us how you really feel.
It's great! Being Q's just great! I never rise to bait. I don't believe in fate. No one calls me late. I'm tough to underrate. I'm great.
Yeah, that's kind of my theme song right there. Hi, welcome back to this weekly episode 215, where we are live at Mysticon.
Mysticon!
So for a change, they have actually put our show on day one. And normally we sort of talk about what all we've done because they normally throw us in at the end of the show. So what have we done so far at Mysticon, everybody?
We've done some stuff. I mean, we got here kind of early. I was on a panel at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Anybody earlier than 4 o'clock? Mm-hmm. It was all about like parental guidance and like rating systems for video games and like what should we let our kids watch. And I said basically let them watch anything. So, you know, I was the anti-voice on the panel, but it was pretty funny.
They're kids, you're going to see it eventually.
This series is fantastic.
Or a dome.
That's, I was going to say podcasting, Ed.
Podcast at geekradio.com.
PRS at geekradio.
Thank you.
Totally works.
What else?
Weird sound. Doing? Don't make that sound. It's weird.
Sorry, that was me. Whoa.
See, the one thing you've got to say about the show gets great feedback.
It's so. Well, one thing that was incredibly fun earlier is, Drew, you were there. You got to sit on this.
I was?
You were. You were
I was.
There. We did sort of a town hall interview with John DeLancey.
I was there for that. That was spectacular.
Because he has never been interviewed by me. I know this because he said to all of us, I hope nobody minds, you know, I just want everyone here. It's like 4 or 5 of us or something.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like one by one. And by this point, I've heard pretty much the exact same questions all at the same time. So instead of doing the same interview 5 times, I like to do a little town hall thing like this.
And Billy said, challenge accepted.
So I said, you've been in many classic shows. You've created iconic characters. You've worked with many brilliant actors.
And he paused, thinking he knew what the answer would be.
And said, so, who did you have more fun working with? Burt Convy or Doug McClure from 1977's Death Flight?
And there was silence.
Because he's like, I met them?
In 1977, I bet he doesn't remember a whole lot
well,
of that.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Billy Crystal was in this know-nothing horrible little movie, and he's like, you know, Billy Crystal was actually the person I got along most with. We actually became pretty good friends. I hung out with him. We got a story about Billy Crystal out of this stupid question of mine. So yeah, that was pretty fun.
You do always bring up the really obscure things that people have done.
I do love to throw people for a loop.
He enjoyed it.
I can tell you somebody who doesn't enjoy those things is Chris Sarandon. I did that same stunt with him at a different con.
That's
right. Well, the problem is I'm so damn loud. It was at MonsterCon. I was interviewing Chris Sarandon, and I dropped one of those obscure things. And he looked at me and said, I don't think I was in that. Like, well, sir, it was in IMDb. No, I don't think I was in that. Well, sir, here is a screenshot of you on the VHS cover. Oh, I guess it was in that.
Here's your copy.
Here's
of
another
the book.
Question, sir.
They're actors.
The
They're
penis
the opposite.
Pump and I. It's totally my bag, baby. Written by Chris Sarandon. Yeah. Okay.
He does not have a sense of humor.
Counted on all six of your fingers. Wait. Humperdinck.
Also, I got to be in a
Humperdinck.
I was also sitting on a panel that was Death of the Raggedy Man, which was hosted by some crazy person.
Just that guy was nuts. I wouldn't want to go anywhere near here.
He was dressed like a
here.
Male prostitute's what he was.
What well, aren't we all?
Was about? What would you say that panel was about?
I think that panel was definitely about how much everybody really dug Matt Smith as the 11th/13th/ Moffat Doctor.
Except for one guy on Facebook I know that totally hates him and is absolutely convinced that Matt Smith was only brought on to capture the Twilight crowd.
Yeah, actually,
well, I do work at a middle school, and they are having issues with the death of the Raggedy Man. They are not feeling Peter Capaldi right yet.
No, well, you know,
he hasn't.
But they really, your high school kids really shouldn't be feeling Peter Capaldi at all.
No, they shouldn't. It's very inappropriate.
Or inappropriate. Matt Smith for that answer, for that something word. Actually, I know a couple of other people. There's a gentleman on another podcast who also doesn't like him, vehemently doesn't like him, and that's okay because, you know, there is no wrong way to be a fan except for those two people who are wrong.
exactly.
You could tell we had a good crowd. They seemed to really like Doctor Who and shouting out answers while I was talking. And, I think it was well done. I didn't sit down for the entire time.
You did
so
not.
That's also
not.
Good.
He was so excited by that panel, he could not sit down. Okay, just think about that. Oh, Shia, thank you. The one person. The joke, my humor's for the three people that get it. You're one of them this time. Thank you. In that same room after that, I was on a panel, the Delphic Oracle. Has anyone ever been to one of these panels? Todd McCaffrey hosted this. Tremendous. So all of us, the panelists ourselves, he leads a little voodoo chant, if you will, and summons the Delphic Oracle that we all embody. And people from the audience ask us questions, and each of us on the panel, one word at a time, answer their questions.
Wow.
That was a fun time.
Sounds like it's of the devil.
It does. It sounds like something you do when you've been drinking and you want to mess around with your friends, only we were right there in front of a panel. So it was kind of like Mr. Adventure that I did right after that. Which Mr. Adventure's returned. I don't know if you know that, but yeah, apparently the bank is still on fire and someone's got to put it out. Why is Mr. Adventure back there, Mr. Sickfrit?
Mr. Adventure is back because Mysticon asked for it.
Woo!
That is, we take a 3-year hiatus simply because I just couldn't keep up with the workload. The writing of the scripts based on Davy Beauchamp's kind of a fishbone that he would give, and then the editing of the episodes, the recording of it was just too damn much. I had put that on the back burner to focus on learning how to MC live events and whatnot and do the burlesque shows and whatnot, but I think that at conventions, should we be asked, I think Mr. Adventure will make returns.
I'll make sure all the con runners know that.
And I would like for everyone in this room to remember later when the cops ask, he did say Mysticon asked for it.
Yep.
Okay?
That slut.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes. What's still to come that everybody? Wow. What's still coming up that everybody's really looking forward to? What
Sleep.
Are you stressed about the most?
More booze.
More booze.
Hey, you know what? I'm excited. I'm excited because we got some trivia, Doctor Who trivia, going on tomorrow,
Yay.
Which I'm not allowed to participate in, but I'm at least going to be there to make fun of. But I also
if you're not allowed to participate, neither should the wonderful Billy Flynn, because I would love to see you two go head to head.
I don't know. I mean, Billy Flynn is a big fan, and don't get me wrong, I should be on Team Billy Flynn, but Drew's knowledge is a little bit more like precise, I think.
Oh, this wow. sounds like we need to have a 10-minute lightning round at the end between Drew
I think
and Billy.
So. I think so.
Trivia for hugs. But also, we're going to have Billy on at 12 o'clock tomorrow for our GPR at a game we like to call Around the Horns of Nymon, which is going to be pitting our panelists on subjective answers to Doctor Who questions. And there'll be fabulous prizes to be won. And that'll include yourself, Mr. Beauchamp. You will be on it, Ms. Flinstress, and A.J. Hartley tomorrow as well. So I'm pretty stoked about that. So I'm going to have to write some questions tonight.
What's Doctor Who?
Well, it's a thing about stuff. That
it's
happens.
English Bill and Ted.
It really is,
yeah.
It's a guy in space who does stuff. That's see, that was an inside joke. See, for the three people who get it, congratulations, Spencer, you made it to the group that time. Also tomorrow, for some strange reason, I am lucky enough to be hosting the Q&A with John Delancey, so that's going to be a damn fine time.
It really should be a Q&B.
I see what he did there. It's silly.
It took me a while to get that one. Wow.
We got the match game again tomorrow.
Yeah, match game is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the costumes, too. I've already started to see people walking around in costumes, but I feel like tomorrow is going to be the big day for
costumes.
I will
be in costume tomorrow.
You guys are talking about we're going to dress up. The absolute coolest thing we do.
What's the coolest thing?
Scholarship auction.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else does a charity auction. We do a scholarship auction.
Can you tell us about the person this year?
Oh, her name is Eva Keeler. She is 17, and she's an amazing artist. And
did you say Edith Keeler?
Eva.
Oh, okay.
Eva.
That's what I did there.
Got that, yeah.
For the three people.
And I think that everybody at Mysticon needs to be guilted by Mr. Flynn and Mr. Siegfried into giving her all their money.
The auction was actually fun. Most of the time, I mean, they can go on for a long time because people are so generous and donate so many great things. But seeing the two of them play off each other and really kind of goad people into buying things is pretty entertaining.
I want you to come to the scholarship auction and buy something. But even if you don't, you really need to show up because there's nothing more I love than getting people to outbid each other. I love going, hey, that little girl just outbid you. Are you going to let this girl's dreams come true? Outbid her now. I love that.
Especially since we have this really cool handmade quilt that was signed by all of our guests of honors and many of our guests last year, and we're going to get the rest of our guests of honors this year to sign it as well.
Ooh. Yeah. Snuggle up under some signatures.
Peter Davison and John Delancey on the same quilt.
What?
Take all my monies.
I'll be in my bunk.
Take my money. All right, folks, we got to get ready to wrap this up. What else has anybody got to say?
They're good-looking older guys. Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, we got to talk about good-looking older guys.
Peter
right.
Davison and John Delancey.
There you go. The man has aged well. He's still a handsome man. He could pick you up in the bar. You know it. I'm talking to you, sir. You know that.
Ed Hasner.
That's the beaver.
All right, Drew, throw out your deets. Where can people find you?
You can find me here in this chair. But if that doesn't work, I'm on GallifreyPirateRadio.com, where I will occasionally talk about Doctor Who Weekly with the preset Davy Beauchamp, and that's it.
Yo, Siegfried, what you do? Yo, how people find you?
People can find me at my art site, which is imadeanart.com. You can see me if you need help with graphics, logos, whatnot. You can see me at prsgraphics.net. Or, of course, if you want to find all sorts of needy, fun, geeky stuff, check out nerd-fauna.com. That is where you can find all of the burlesque performances that we've recorded and released online.
Can't they also find you at 252-555?
No, it's 252-876-5653. Let's see what happens with that.
You heard it here, folks.
Challenge taken.
And why not?
And on that note, the song didn't play. Yay!
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
There it is. GRD's license, Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not commercial, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come by and check us out on Twitter, Facebook, the fantastic forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't go anywhere because something incredibly funny is coming up. I swear to God on that. Make sure you drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flint, this all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's where now?
510-GRD-CREW.
Yeah. And on that note, yeah, we'll see you in a suite.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Good time.
Perhaps you'd be interested in a verbal joust. You seem to enjoy the occasional riddle.
Hey, hey.
But if you lose...
Oh, I never lose.
Have we begun play?
Yes, yes.
Very well. Now, steady friend, welcomed as remaindered gleam, Earth's enemy, long dead.
Piece of cake. May I say, quite lyrical. Haiku, no?
No.
No? Wait a minute, 17 syllables? What are the other requirements for haiku?
Japanese poetry with a clear picture designed to arouse a distinct emotion and suggest a spiritual insight.
You're saying it's not haiku?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, just what are you saying?
It is haiku.
What's the matter with you? You said it's not haiku.
Oh, I did not say that.
Stop interrupting. And then you said it is haiku right after you said it wasn't.
Correction. You said it was haiku.
Yes, and you said no.
Yes.
No. You said, all right, all right. What did you say? Say it again.
No.
Why not?
I said no.
I heard you. It's terrible manners to keep saying no.
I'm merely repeating what I said.
Well, don't.
As you wish. Are you conceding the game?
I haven't even guessed yet.
You said it was haiku no.
Yes.
There you have it.
What?
The concession.
I haven't guessed.
You are a poor sport.
Why?
Evidently it is your nature.
Oh, I give up.
It was a star. Steady friend, remembered gleam.
I knew that.
You guessed haiku.
That wasn't a guess. I was remarking on the form. Haiku, no?
Yes.
But you said no.
Yes.
Oh!